This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So, yeah, so look, we...
Do you know what? Just before you... That there from a... somebody that doesn't have seen us maybe twice this year, might have seen us in other games on the telly, but for him to say, and he said Fleming with no doubt, really, because he did have a good game yesterday, but that just shows the level of where we are to being a going for the top six in this division. Miles apart.
100%. 100%. But it all boils down to not just Edwards, it's down to recruitment, the way we are. The fact that we still have players here who Harris signed sums it all up. If you are watching on YouTube, don't forget to press that like button. Let's get through some more of these.
And also the other thing as well is views on Ryan Longman. We've all said it, the fact that he turned around and said, I'm amazed that you took a gamble on him and he should probably be in gone into League One. That just tells you where we're at as a football club. That's on Rowett and Alder. That's not on Joe Edwards at all. But that just shows the ability that we've got in this team is just not it's just not good enough.
I mean, where are we? Hughesy says, we have to shop at football car boot sales. It's just that Aldo seems not too good at finding the gems that end up in the Premier League Antiques Roadshow. How many players that we have would he sign for Hull? He answered that. Do you think Millwall can change the style of play successfully? Put that to you lot watching now. But if you think Millwall can or can't, just put yes or no.
Not with this team.
Or you can, you know, you can go against the yes or no and just do what Stephen said there. So yes, but not with this team. There we go. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. That's down to them. Honeyman should have started against his old club end of. Him and Brad has brought the energy that we needed from the start. Yeah. To me, Adam Barrett on the coaching staff is the problem. He's been there when Harris resigned, there with Rowett and now with Edwards, with poor style of strategy gain.
The Barrett one's interesting though, isn't it? Because it's just Barrett's been at the club for a long time and the players trust him. Whether that means that he should still be there, I don't know, but it is an interesting one.
Hull are where we were last season. We just lost the plot.
I agree with that, but the standard of the league is a lot harder than what it was last year. Massively harder than what it was last year.
Anyone else shocked Nesbitt is out for the foreseeable? No, I think he'll probably be out for a while now.
And he's, I think he'll be back in Scotland and all.
Yeah. We look a tired squad, lack of attacking ideas, painful. Recruitment has been poor for years. Luton last year were with us. We're us with better recruitment. We don't take enough risks in the market. We have to shop top of the League One and actually take. We have to shop top of League One and actually take a chance. Yes, in another window or two. Yes, yes, with an influx of new players. Yes, not with the current team. Stoke Stoke will save us. You heard it here first.
That's an interesting point.
It is an interesting point. how many players will Edwards keep at our club? There's another question for you lot in the comments. Getting rid of Barrett isn't the answer. I agree, because I think the players actually like him and the board love him. So I think it will be hard to go. But I do think within the next season or two, I think he will go and Edwards will bring in another one of his guys, if he's here, purely because of, I think that he will just want to interim his style of football. So, yeah, if Edwards continues to ask them to do what they clearly cannot do, he will lose the dressing room. We don't have the money to get the players we need. This is our lot for years to come. Do the under-23s play the same style so they're ready for the first? That's a good point, that is. I'll put that to probably put that to Kiro and see if he can, find out. I don't know what style they play, to be fair. They don't. There you go. They don't, Alex. How many points from the next four games?
And back again. John, we'll come back to that about the points and then the next few games.
And you have to try and recruit from teams playing with similar styles to what Edwards wants to incorporate. That way, they don't need to adapt to a different style. Lots of teams playing that way now. We can't keep holding on to fans' favourite in Deadwood. Massive, massive clear out is needed.
Yeah. The thing is, when people are talking about the players, like there, that one there, Denor, Fleming, McMayer, SA and Amaku, that obviously the ones that are going to stay. We've got, is it five lone players? Campbell, Longman, Tanganga, Obafemi, and is there one more in there? Longman, Campbell, Tanganga, Obafemi. There's one more, I think. It's one of the guys. I can't think who it is, but there'll be another one. They're all going to go back. Then you've got Leonard, Bradshaw, Bart, Hutchinson and Saville all out of contract. Oh, Norton Cuffey. There you go. Norton Cuffey's the other one. All out of contract. So that's 10 players out of this current squad. And if you look yesterday, how many of those 10 were in the match day squad?
Yeah.
That's a huge rebuild in itself. They're going to have to do it. So there's going to be a few that's left over. That's why it's not going to be an instant thing. But the players that are left over from this current squad will start to be phased out over the next couple of windows. I agree, it's money.
No, I do as well.
But they're going to have to try it.
Yeah, no, I'll get that. And Stephen, it's that time, mate, where I'm going to do a draw for a keyring. Anyone who's commented so far this evening, you are in with a shout. Watch it now be fucking Ant. Do you know what I mean? If you've already won, then I will be doing another one. We'll go on.
Oh, there you go.
Dave Turner. There you go. Congratulations, Dave. Get in touch. Let us know if you want to meet Stephen at the ground or one of us at the ground to pick up your key ring. Or you can basically get it and we'll send it out to you. So, there is someone else I'm waiting. There is someone who hasn't been in contact yet. Interesting first half so far.
Not bad. Plenty more to come in the second half.
Not bad so far. So yeah, it's definitely been an interesting thing. A lot of people agreeing with me. A lot of people agreeing with you. I'll tell you what. While I am online, Stephen obviously done his 24-hour. Let's just get through these comments while I just briefly talk about that. So, Stephen, you done your 24-hour gaming marathon? We did stream some of it live, but yeah, it was quite laggy. So we've done about an hour of it, and yeah, you've done it. You caught up with sleep now. You feel a lot better, didn't you?
Yeah, no, it was sitting in front of a screen for 24 hours doesn't seem that difficult, but it was great fun. I had a couple of the listeners, Chris, I think, was in there for a bit. CEO, Paul, Ben obviously played a couple of games alongside me, so it's good to have a chat, talking a bit of football as well. But to everybody that donated, thank you very much. I really, really appreciate it. £750 was what I managed to raise.
We've still got some more to come for that, because obviously we look those those raffles to get those two boxes up on the raffle site this week for you and Ben's charity. So so you've got some more. So hopefully that'll raise you another few hundred quid, and then pretty much both of you will be on nearly a grand each, which is fantastic, really. It's money what's well needed for these charities. So yeah, great. Mm-hmm. Great news for him. So well done. I was going to come on and play you, but yeah, you lot just were fucking took too long, mate. Do you know what I mean? Leave me sitting in a waiting room for fucking 45 minutes. It was
because no one wanted to come off, mate. They were right into it. But no,
but anyway,
to the guys who donated, very much.
You said you're going to give someone a shirt. So let's do that and see where we go with that. Right. Let's click a button.
You can barely see it.
No, there you go. Blackledge. Mike Blackledge, you have won the shirt. Get in touch with Stephen, he'll sort it out for you. But thank you very much to everybody who donated. We have got some other bits and pieces coming up, so yeah, we will be doing some different bits and pieces for charity.
That is right. It was 24. It is a day that I won't get back, but it was for mine. For anybody that doesn't know, it was for mine. It's charity, and they're a charity that's important to me, so it was worth it. And Mike, congratulations. I will bring the shirt to the next home game, which I believe is Ipswich, if you're there, and we'll get that sorted for you, mate. Well done, and thank you for your donation as well.
Chris says, but you only played two games. You must have been bored to shit, are you?
No, I wasn't. I played a couple. I did only play two games, but there's a lot to do on both of them. So, and they're the only two games I really play. So I was happy to do that.
I might get in there. Yeah. Okay. All right. Calm down.
Mike, let me know. Just drop a message if you're going to be at Ipswich. If not, I'll bring it to whatever game you're at.
I don't know if Neil House is every man won it, I think it was called. I don't know if it's still there or not. So, yeah. I don't know, mate. Right, we're an hour in. Question for you then. Is it time to get a new recruitment in? And is the new guy who's reportedly coming, the guy from Palace, will he, if Aldo's still in charge, which he will be, because obviously he's director of football, will it make any difference? Said it'd be at Sheffield Wednesday. Not he can't make Ipswich, all right?
Oh, that's fine, mate. I'll bring it to Sheffield Wednesday, not a problem. I think the biggest problem, and I'm literally stealing this from John, who is listening. He just texted me to say, too many mates at this football club. We'll never succeed with mates and people who are like. They must be respected, not always liked. And I think that's where our problem is behind the scenes. The guys in the top jobs and in the positions that really make a difference to the football club, I don't know how good they are at their jobs on a day-to-day basis. That's not for me to comment. But where Alex Aldridge is concerned, we all know he was very much liked by John Berylson. We all know he, you know, went to Stoke. It didn't work. And he was, you know, welcomed back with open arms. And lots of people talk highly at him at our football club. But it's not, that doesn't mean that he's good at his job. It just means that he's got friends at the club that are willing to tell him how, you know, how great he is. It would be really interesting, and you'll never know, because we signed I think it was either Obafemi or Mayer, and the first thing that comes up is them saying, you know, Alex Aldridge was, you know, talking about the deal, this, that, and the other. And it's like, how do we know that it's actually him that's doing the business behind the scenes? So I think the recruitment really needs to be looked at. If the guy there's from one. Palace is going
that's, sorry, that, go that's on. The one. There's one for you, Millwall Wall Talk, and Max, or, you know, or Mark Litchfield, or wherever. Do a show with Valdo and actually tell us, what does he do? Who makes the decision? Because, I mean, Andrew Roberts has a valid point here. Do you think Edwards feels undermined that Aldo is picking the players that come to the club? As a manager, shouldn't Edwards be the one picking the players he thinks will work for him? I do know that I think a lot of football clubs now, especially I think ours, is very, very based on analytical rather than face-to-face watching. So I'm led to believe through a couple of scouts what have offered players to the team. People didn't want to go watch certain players. So, yeah, again, it's third hand. So I don't know. I can't back that up with proof. So I've got no idea. But if we could have a Wall Talk, maybe, or you're more than welcome to come on here, but you might not. and tell us, you know, who chooses the players?
Yeah, we might be doing him a massive disservice. And if we are, hold my hands up and apologise. But until you know what's really going on when we go in for these players, because let's face it, look at Casper Dunor, for example. No one's ever heard of it, but someone has scouted him somewhere. Has that come from Alex Aldridge? Did it come from Gary Rowett? What was the... You know, what's the...
Yeah, no PR bullshit. No PR bullshit is about adding a, you know, a generic paragraph to every bit of transfer news. Realistically, tell us, did you pick Fleming? Or was that Russell and Rowett what the rumours are? Dunor, again, was it Rowett? You know, what players did you bring in? What players... Was there a manager or someone else? I know you're the one who signs a contract, maybe, but you know,
there's a
who is it?
There's an interesting comment coming along, say apparently that Alex Aldridge was at Morecambe for a number of games to watch this new lad Mayer. So who knows? It could be. And again,
if that is true, then I'll take my hat off to him because Morecambe's a fucking shithole of the place.
you don't know, do you? You don't. And like I said, there's some really, really good people that work at Millwall, and I would never throw them all under the bus, especially, you know, some people that I've known for a long time. But you do have to question that. There's a saying, isn't there, in business that you can't be, you don't get anywhere being nice. You've got to make the tough decisions. You've got to, you know, be the top business owners, the top people make decisions that's best for the business. We're a football club, but they still operate like a business because it's about money at the bottom line. Are they making the best decisions or are they making the decisions because it's easy for them?
Do you know what? I'm really tempted to do a show one day based on that. On that comment, what he's put there, I'm really tempted to just do a show and chat GDP and just ask them who would be, in fact, I might do it in a minute just for the crack, but, you know, who would be the best players to get in who fit into our current style of football? That could be quite funny, couldn't it? I would only be taking credit for Fleming and Dunor, pass the blame on the rest. You're doing ChatGDP now, aren't you?
No, I wasn't actually. I was replying to a message. But
Aldo won't come on. He won't want to answer. Do you know someone else who won't come on, I don't think, is Rowett either. because I put a couple of requests into Rowett and I've not.
He's probably listened to our shows before, that's why.
Listen, Rowett done a good job for us. He kept us stable and everything else, but you know, there were things what weren't right as well. So, you know, and at the end of the day, we wouldn't be doing ourselves justice if we didn't ask difficult questions, would we? I'm more than happy to give you pre-written questions and stick to those pre-questions if you want. And give you editorial control if you want it, Mr. Rowick. You know, anyone from the club too, I don't mind giving you editorial control if, you know, just so we can't doctor your answers or anything else. But we are a Millwall show, and anyone who wants to come on, more than happy. But any viewer who wants to come on, you're not getting full editorial control, mate. So, yeah, angers me that we lose players with potential who play at Bromley with links to them. It's true.
And that's it. That's it. And this is the problem that we have. I don't know if this is on the subject, but it's a little bit of a tangent. There's a series on Disney where David Beckham goes back to his team in London. One is the first team where he helps out the 13-year-olds. And one of the comments that sticks from that is that the talent in South London, footballing talent in South London is huge. There's so much potential in the area. Yet we don't ever see any of it. We never, ever see any of it. The only one that's got anywhere near it at the moment is Romain Essay, who is, you know, he's got sort of couple of decent game time in the last couple of appearances. But other than that, you just don't see them. They bugger off everywhere else other than us.
Do you know what's, Andrew? No, I didn't, but I will message him now and see if he comes back to me while we're on. Chelsea and all that lot have got satellite clubs all around London, same as I think Manchester United has, Man City has. They're all there. That's why we need this training ground to be opened up, as you know, to start being built as soon as possible, just so that we can get in there.
Yeah, and the facilities and, you know, the academy being not, because we're not at level one, are we? I think we're at tier two, which stopped us from getting promoted last season when the kids won their league, yeah, and won that game against, I think, Sheffield United. So they're trying. They are trying. But I don't know. I think ultimately, the level of performances over the last couple of weeks have not been good enough. I'm not going to go back to what we've already discussed, whether it be confidence, whether it be ability, whether it be passion. You know, there's a number of things it could be. But we do need to pick up some points. However, I do think there just needs to be a little bit of time given to Edwards. And I know people are going to say, you know, we're dropping down the league and a relegation battle. For now, we're teetering on that, and I get that. But a little bit of support over the next few games, all it took was a spell over Christmas to really put us up the table. You get another one like that, and then you can plan for next season, and you can really start to look at how Joe Edwards can take this team forward. And I think he will.
I think he will. Listen, I think Edwards will, but I think what needs to be done is that Edwards needs to have the full support of the board. Not, you know, going, I want you to do this job, but I want you to do this job on a pound shop budget. You know, find some money and go, we can't give you a lot, but here's 3-5 million. Go see what you can get from that. Use it wisely. You know, would be great. You know, that would be thingy. I've texted him, Andrew. So if he comes back to me while we're still on show, then I'll read the message out.
This mayor, this guy from Morecambe, is really interesting because the way it sounds, he's been brought into play. He's not going into the under-21s. He has been brought in to come in on the left-hand side, right?
Yeah.
I think, for argument's sake, just say he looks good. And gets a couple. He's got 5 assists and 3 goals. Just say he gets a couple more goals, a couple more assists at this level in the summer, and he gets sold on. That's exactly what Joe Edwards has been brought into this football team to do: to go and get young talent from other clubs that we can take. We can take them from the, let's face it, Morecambe, it's Arsenal nowhere, playing in League Two. He's now come to London. He'll be playing in the second tier of English football. If it works, That's what Joe Edwards has been brought in to do. Joe Edwards has not been brought into the football club to see Jake Cooper, you know, become a you know, be sold for millions and millions of pounds, or Tom Bradshaw, or players like that. So if that's the way we're going to go, fine, I've got no issue with it, but he has to be given the tools to be able to do that.
Chris, the reason we're saying it is that a few of the Harris players are shit, and a few of them are okay. And that's where we're coming from, you know, realistically. Look, I agree with you. If a player's good enough, he's good enough. But what we're saying, what we're saying is, over the last 7 years, we all knew, or we all know, that we need to find better players, or look at players. And we've given names, not just stupid money players, you know, League One, League Two players, like the lad at Aldershot, or, you know, the other young lads where they've been brought and loaned back to clubs and stuff like that. Yet we don't seem to ever make those moves. You know, we go for older, has-been players who are proven. So, you know, that's where we're going from with it, and go from there. Stoke, Blackpool, QPR, a bit improving. Swansea, Huddersfield were all very poor teams. We are better than these teams all. I don't think we'll be relegated. I do think we possibly could get dragged into sort of not a relegation scrap, but a sort of relegation, that if we don't pick up points, then we could be in it. Here we go. Look, ChatGPT suggests Charlie Keeman, Richard Santos, Danny Mayo. Wow, that's interesting. Ethan Galbraith, Sam Cosgrove, George Hurst, Jordan Shipley, Scott Twine, CJ Hamilton, Ryan Hardy.
Yeah, that
to me says, and these are the next ones that are on our list. And
well, Danny Mayo. Because a load of those are big money. Big money.
Yeah.
There's a million and one different things that people can say about who we should sign and what we should do and money and how we move forward as a football club. To move forward, I think that Ant, who was on earlier, said the right thing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Owners, the ball, the manager, the fans, the players are all pulling in the same direction. They're all together. They've all got a strong relationship between them, and that's the driving force. At the moment, I'm going to be honest, I think we've fallen into a little bit of a trap of perhaps thinking that we're better than what we are. Or I think under Gary Rowett, we were overachieving, and how he got some of those players to be within 45 minutes of the playoffs is quite remarkable. But I just think that the club and James Berylson have decided that we're going to go down a completely different route. And whether people like it or not, or whether they agree with it or not, Edwards is going to stay. That he's going to remain the manager for the foreseeable future. And we just need to try and get around him, and support him and support what the players are trying to do. I don't particularly think it's going to work every week, but eventually it will start to build this football club back to somewhere where it needs to be in terms of competing with in this division again. And also, we know our limitations. We need to be taking these young players developing them and selling them on. We've said it for so long now. This is why Mayer's been signed. This is why he's come out and spoken high, massive defence of Romain Essay.
Hang on, one minute. Like, right, hey, Bailey, I've got a better idea, right? Because I can tell you the first person what will probably retweet them as good sources. What you need to do is everyone who's on here watching, those names will come up on the chat GDP. Where are they? Here. You want to pick a name from here and basically go, there was a source on that Millwall podcast who suggested we are looking at and pick a name for the summer window. And we'll just see how many we can get. Don't all suddenly do it now, but over the next couple of days, just go like, yeah, there was a source on that Millwall podcast who suggested that we're looking at the one. I doubt if everyone would listen to the show. They might do, they might not. But I guarantee that someone does. And whoever gets the most retweets or whoever gets the most bites, then on next Friday's show, you'll win a prize. Fair enough, Stephen. That seems fair, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, I mean, we got hammered with a Fleming thing. At least we can put someone else's name to it this time.
Oh, it'll be funny, mate. Listen, all of us who are listening to this, we all know that it come from ChatGPT, right? We know that there's thingy, but I can tell you now that there'll be a couple of up-and-comings what will believe this, and they will go, it'll be funny. If you're listening to this in a podcast, this is in, you're probably listening to this in two parts tomorrow. So yeah, good luck.
So that comment you've just gone past, can you go back to it? No, it was about Rowett and this one, Andrew. Problem
it's
was,
a good point, isn't it?
Yeah, Rowett didn't build for the future. Couldn't see that we would eventually need replacements for Cooper and Hutch. Wanted to keep buying midfielders. And that's the nail on the head. And it's why our club, over a prolonged period of time, have never been able to fully progress to the next level, because it was always about who can we get in on loan. And I know that Edwards has done the same thing, but that's why the signing of Mayer is just a glimpse of what he's trying to do, to actually invest in younger players, not just loan them all, because they go back and then you don't get them again. And then you've improved someone else's position, because let's face it, if Tanganga has a good spell, or Norton Cuffey has a good spell, someone could come in for 6-7 million quid and Arsenal go, yeah, go on then, and you've just helped them sell a homegrown player. That's why I think that's the thing with Rao. It was always for the here and now and not where we were going to end up.
I mean, look, David Squire comes on. The other problem is if we play Dinor and Saville, they let pace and watch the game go by, and if they are not on the top of their game, which is true.
Yeah. It is true, but the problem is they are better than the other. They're better than the other players that we've got.
No, look, maybe in the last six seasons, we finished 8th 3 times, 9th and 11th. Are we talking? This is the sixth season, okay? It's not the players.
No, I get. I'm not so sure about that. About it not being the players, because I think if you look at the standard of the league last year, it was miles away from what the standard of the Championship is this year. For a start, miles away.
Yeah, I get what you're saying there.
There's part of it. There's part of it is down to the management and off the field, but I don't think you can compare the two.
Hello, mate. Welcome. If you go back to the beginning part of the show, if you've only just joined, we had a whole guy on. Here we go. Coming to Coventry next Sunday. Thanks. How's Norton Cuffey doing? We'll be doing a dual stream later this week with the Sky Blue Hub. A bit like what we did with Hull before this weekend's game. So we'll be doing one of those later in the week.
Cuffey's been very, very good. But the last couple of games, admittedly, he's come back from an injury. He's been very, very ineffective. But overall, been a very good loan spell.
Well, Bailey, S.A. Fleming, Mayo, Amaku, we have some actual young talent in the forward areas now. At least two of them we should be able to sell on for big money. Yeah.
100%.
Standard of the league changes and players get older. It definitely is the players. One half we are dog water, and next we're playing hole for a run of their money. I get what you mean, sir. Yeah. The players are getting older, though. We can all see Hutch has lost his legs. Murray is aging. Bart is too old now. It can be both the players and the manager.
Oh, it can. But with that, just on that point, it's the fact that we've relied on them for so long and never really had a long-term plan for when we get to this stage. We've now hit this stage and it's just kind of, oh, what do we do? What do we do? That's where the forward planning, where Edwards, I think, has been brought in to maybe try and counter that so that won't happen again.
Stephen, do you think we can buy a decent striker from League Two like Jake Young for, say, 500,000 and get Joe to polish a rough diamond? We did it with Morrison and Gregory.
That is the goal of Joe Edwards and the football club at the moment. They're hoping that they can identify young players. I must admit, I don't know who that Jake Young is. I don't know who he plays for, but take him, for example. If you invest £500,000 in him, you'd expect him to come in and be all right. But all it takes, I think that Kinnan, whatever his name, the guy that Ant spoke about, Potter, Kinnan Lewis Potter, I think his name is, he was sold to the Premier League for about £16 million because he had a really good spell in the Championship. That's what we need. We need a young player to come in. Maybe it'd be a Maku, maybe it'd be Mayor, maybe it'd be SA, someone to come in and really hit the ground running. Yeah, you don't want to be losing your best players, but the only way that we get better is by selling these youngsters if they perform and clubs want them to then reinvest in the playing squad. So 100%, Andrew, yes. Get someone rough, as you say, diamond in the rough, and mould them to be the player that might just take us forward off the pitch in terms of finances.
Vampire Millwall, think we can get Stone Island to sponsor. I think we've got more chance of Stone Island sponsoring us, really, than the main team, to be fair. Whatever Edwards says at half-time seems to put fire in the belly for the second half. Why can't he do the half-time speech at the start and maybe we get somewhere? Good point. This is brilliant. You seen this?
Joe Tampazoni.
Can see Alex Mitchell come in for next season. Jake Young plays for Bradford and has 16 goals, so definitely could be good. Jurek should sponsor us. All our shots get stopped. I have heard from reliable source we're in for Sam Cosgrove. Go on, Bailey.
There you go. That was the chat.
Yeah. Go on, Bailey. Put it out on Twitter. Go on. Don't tag us in it, or maybe tag us in it as if to say yeah. But I guarantee you will get some bites. So yeah, what we're suggesting is the next couple of days go fishing, and whoever gets the most bites will win a prize on next Friday's show. But we want proof. But will Millwall invest money, not put it in their pocket? The players, don't know.
That's the million-dollar question. But if you really, really want to become successful, like they only be a selling club if the profit is put back in the squad. If you want to be successful and you actually... it's really sad to say this, but when John Berylson passed away, James Berylson made a statement about wanting to take on his dad's legacy and his dream. I can't remember the words. He said he wanted to fulfill what his dad wanted. If his dad wanted us to be in the Premier League, which we all think he did, then the way to do that is to invest in the playing squad, not pocket the money. So if he's true to what he said, that's the way we're going to do it.
I totally agree with you. I'm going to read this out for you, Andrew, because you put it on here about three times now, and it was on Twitter earlier. If John Lennon was shot by a Millwall striker, he'd be 84 this year.
I've seen that. Talking so sponsorship, many times.
What's the news on Husky? Don't know, mate. Don't know. Don't know. We will. Hopefully, we'll get an update on it soon enough. But yeah, this one is brilliant, Jonathan. This is brilliant. We should be sponsored by Pampers because we're piss up front and shit at the back. Oh, mate, that's fucking brilliant. My Twitter account is locked until next Friday. Whoops. Just being selfish now, but Christ, we need a better sponsor and a better looking kit. You fucking got no complaints from me there, man. Who was the last unknown, unproven player we purchased that went on to blow us away? Tough one. Morrison or Gregory? Wow. Once you watch this back on YouTube, I will put in the comments a vote, and we'll see which one you think is. But it will be one of those two. So we'll put that into the.
I would argue. I think Steve Morrison. The fact that he got up to the Premier League and made it as an international, I think it's hard. We took him from non-league and he ended up playing for Wales. So
no, that's it. So yeah. So we're done there. What's that? Oh, I don't know. Fucking some funny tweet from fucking thingy. Sorry, Mickey, didn't know it had been put on Twitter. Yeah. South London Press is going to be our sponsor next year. Yeah. I don't know if they need to be our sponsor. Well, I suppose they need to. They seem to get all the fucking exclusives, don't they?
Going back to one of the comments from earlier, I don't know if you started it, Mick. It was about how many points that we think we're going to get from our next four games.
I did. Where are we?
If memory serves me well, it's Coventry, Ipswich, Sheffield Wednesday and Southampton.
Yeah.
I think we can disregard Southampton. I think that's a hide in waiting to happen. I think we'll beat Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think we'll get a point at home to Ipswich, and I'll come back to that in a minute before people think I'm mad. And Coventry, I think we might struggle on Sunday. So I'm going to go 4 points out of the next four, which isn't a lot.
Wow. How many points do you think put them in? London Lions gone one.
I think Ipswich are slow. They're still a very, very good team, but they are slowly just losing their grip on at the top of the league. They're now fourth. Leeds and Southampton have overtaken them. They lost at the weekend. I think we'll get a point. I think we'll get a point at home to Ipswich and we'll beat Sheffield Wednesday. The other two, very much struggling. Depends how you get them on the day.
I'm going to go for 9 points.
Who's going to beat Ipswich? Us?
I'm going to go... Who's going to beat us?
Yeah, out of them four.
I am going to go with... I think it will probably be Coventry will beat us. I've just got a feeling with Southampton that I just... I'm using my thingy because when we play Southampton, it's very close to the anniversary of the Basingstoke 8. And I just think that around there, I think that we might have inspirational luck or inspirational help or divine help. And yeah, listen, I know that realistically, I would say six, definitely. I think we'd get Ipswich and I think we'd get Sheffield Wednesday. But I'm just going to go, stupid, be a bit positive. Do you know what I mean? We've had a bit of a negative game. Mal, well, some other one else has gone here. Look, where are we? 3 points, three draws. 3 points, three draws.
Yeah, so, yeah.
3 points, and that's Sheffield Wednesday. 9 points, oh, that's me, 9 points, yeah. 1 point from the next four games, three if we're lucky. Nine, here we go, see? You're taking the piss now. What are you snorting?
Yeah, they're all saying what? Are you mad? Nine.
9 points. No points unless the coach driver gets done for speeding.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Mickey, give us a pint of what you've had, fella. 9 points. Listen, listen, mate, you know what? You can all live in hope. But you know what? In a few weeks' time, mate, if it comes back and we got 9 points, you'd think I'm fucking, I'm great. This is that Millwall podcast, not Leighton Orient. Yeah. 2 points. I think we get 6. I think we could beat Ipswich because Ipswich seems to be dog shit in a minute. They seem to be getting beat by all sorts. So
no, they're not. They're not that bad. They're just slowly 4 points. If we're lucky, something on next Sunday, but I can't see it.
See, look, Malcolm says 8 points, 2 wins, 2 draws. My prediction is 4 shit refs. Yeah, I think you're right there. Mickey, he just kept a straight face when he said 9 points. I did, yeah. More like 9 pints. No, it's all good. 9 pints till the end of the season. 7 pints. 7 points. Yeah, 7 points this thing. I think we could possibly beat Ipswich, and I think we could definitely beat Sheffield Wednesday. Coventry. I don't know. And South. The only thing I'm saying about Southampton is purely because of it's near the anniversary and we ain't played them in a while. And I think, you know, it could be Southampton's due a bad game. But, you know, someone else said there, you know, realistically, you know, at the end of the day, it could be a cricket score. Kiefer Moore will beat us for Ipswich, guaranteed.
He got 2 goals yesterday, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Where is he? Ipswich now, is he?
Yeah.
Is it?
They lost, but he got 2 goals for them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
50 points is normal safety, so we can really see six more wins this season based on how inconsistent we are. Ipswich have Kiefer Moore alone now. Come on, the second half against Preston.
The six wins there that you say that we need to get to 50 points, or you could say 5 wins and 3 draws, which is either or, right? Mm-hmm. We still have to play, and I know that, again, I'm just sort of thinking out loud here, and I'll correct me if I'm wrong. We've still got to play Sheffield Wednesday at home. We've still got to play Rotherham, I think, away from home. I think we've got to play Huddersfield. I think Birmingham, perhaps at home. Swansea, we've still got to play, who are below us. Blackburn away in not so long. So the teams below us, we still have to play. They're going to be the season defining games. You've got to pick up points when those games roll around, and we'll be okay. Southampton's, your Leicester's, Leeds, teams like that. Let's face it. If we get anything in those games, happy days, we'll take what we get. But the teams that are below us in the league, when they come around, we have to pick up points there.
So we've got Coventry, Ipswich, Sheffield Wednesday, Southampton, and then we got Watford at home, Blackburn away, Birmingham at home, Leeds away, West Brom. So we've got some thingy. Rotherham's not until April. Huddersfield's in April. Leicester's in April. Cardiff's in April. And Sunderland's in April. And then our final game is obviously Swansea.
We've got Plymouth as well.
No.
Plymouth at home, yeah. I think that's the last home game of the season.
It was at the bottom of the page. Yeah. 27th of April.
You're playing some real good teams, but you're also playing some teams that are in and around you. So, like as I say, right now, I don't think it's time to massively panic. Come back to this conversation after the Sheffield Wednesday game and you'll have a lot more of a clearer understanding on what's going to be in store for us from now until the end of the season, I think.
Thingy, we were doing it on YouTube only for the last couple of shows, but we haven't done one for about a week or so. We didn't do one on Friday, but yeah, we will do Facebook next time. So yeah, sorry about that. Down. It's purely because YouTube puts it out there and tells you that it's coming for some unknown reason. Since the APIs, whatever they're called, Twitter and Facebook don't give you a pre-warning that it's coming. It's when it goes live, it just goes bang. But the next one we do, we make sure we're on Facebook for you. So yeah, not a problem. Or Instagram, one of the two, which we'll do. This team can't fight. Hope they prove me wrong.
Rotherham on the 1st of April, Huddersfield 6, massive games, 100%. We played Bagetta against the higher teams. That's a tough running, but you'll stay up. I wouldn't worry too much. It's a tough running,
I think that's a Hull fan. I think that was a Hull fan from earlier, yeah.
Okay. I'm sure it was. Position we're currently in the league, every game is going to be tough, 100%. Mark says, if they score first, our heads will drop and we will be playing catch-up and the fitness of our squad isn't good, so it's going to be tough. Leicester could be promoted by the time we play them. Yep. Yeah, no worries. No worries at all. Right, we're going to do one more draw for you. Let's bring that up. Everyone who's commented is in there. 39 of you are in there. And if it's the same person before, then no. Let's have a look and see who's going to win the last key ring of the night. Even the whole fans are in there. Connor Parsfield. There you go, Connor. You have won yourself a key ring. Drop us a DM or an email or something and let us know if you want to pick it up from Stephen at the next home game or you want us to post it out to you. Let us know what happened to the Harrods lad. Has it been sectioned yet? No, I don't know where Bobby is. Probably because we're not on Facebook today. He probably hasn't known we're doing it. So, yeah. Just basing it on we haven't risen to the occasional season and now the gap is getting smaller and we are looking over our shoulders. Will the players bottle it? No fight in a lot of these players.
We'll be okay. Like I said, come back to this conversation in a couple of weeks and see where we are then. But I think we'll be all right. But the big thing under Joe Edwards is that, and the way that the club is at the moment, it is going to be a lot of ups and downs until we have a side that he wants to be putting out onto the football pitch. So from now until the end of the season, there'll be a good result around the corner, then there'll be a bad one, and the inconsistency. But I think we'll be fine. It'll just be a case of sort of hold on to your hats. It might get a bit iffy, but I think we'll be all right in the end.
No, that's it. So yeah, thank you very much, gents. No worries, Connor. Speak to you later on. Will I get my lucky that we all podcast keyring before the Southampton game?
The last time when I brought them all to the last home game, Biggie wasn't there. So okay. I'll the next home game. If you're there at Ipswich, mate, I'll have it with me.
Not many ups at the moment.
No there's not. But there's one coming. There is one coming. Just keep the faith. Honestly, keep the faith.
That's it then. You've been listening to that Mill podcast. Please do subscribe, like this show, share it with a friend. You know, get the links from YouTube. This will go out as a pod tomorrow. We're going out in two parts, I think. I'll put part out one tomorrow and part two out on Tuesday, just because we normally put two shows out at the beginning of the week. But obviously, Chat with Chaps went out today as a pod. If you've not checked that out yet, make sure you have a look at that. And that's pretty much it. Stephen, have you got anything you want to say?
No, thanks for tuning in, guys. Again, thanks to those that donated to my charity stream. Really appreciate it. Mike, well done on the shirt. We'll sort that out. And as I say, if anybody would like to take part in Who Are You? I'm really looking to try and revive this back and get some recordings done. 20 questions about your time following Millwall. Really good fun, about 45 minutes. Get in contact. Drop me an email, Stephen at that Millwall podcast, or drop me a message on Twitter. Or Mickey, if you want Mickey to do the questions, please, you know, he's more than happy. He's more than happy to do them. Get in contact and we'll get you on the show.
Yeah, 100%. What's his name there? Says, look, Bobby leaves messages on free. You can leave us voice messages. You can go on Twitter now and do voice messages. If you want your voice message on the show, mate, just leave us a voice message, mate. We can do it. But yeah, hey ho, is what it is. Right, that's it for another week. We will see you possibly with a pre-record midweek, but we will see you next Friday night, hopefully. So be safe, be good. And if you can't do that, just stay in bed. Speak to you soon. Laters, bye.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.